Ohio State University has put head football coach Urban Meyer on paid leave as the school investigates whether he protected former assistant coach Zach Smith. Smith was fired last week. His ex-wife, Courtney, claims he abused her through the years and that in 2015, she shared texts and photos of her injuries with Meyer's wife, Shelley. So was Urban Meyer truly not aware of the domestic abuse claims against his assistant? Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here with us. So first of all, John, allegations against Zach Smith back in 2009, and he wasn't fired. And then these 2015 allegations. And Urban Meyer was asked, you were there when he was asked
that
about these last week. And what did he say?
He said that he was aware in 2009 of the domestic violence abuse charges at the time, which were dropped. In 2015, he said, and he got up there and he said the following, adamantly saying about 2015, I was never told anything about this, never anything came to light, never had a conversation about it, so I know nothing about it. That is rather emphatic, and now you're hanging your hat on that hook. So as this thing now bubbles up, that is going to be what he's judged on.
And here you have Courtney Smith, the ex-wife, saying to any reporter who will listen that she sent texts and messages to Shelley Meyer, who said, I'll have to tell Urban, and that Courtney Smith said, yes, do.
And that's back in 2015. Mm-hmm. The text messages were exchanged, dug up by Brad McMurphy, a friend of mine at used to be at ESPN. So now, here's the ultimate question. Is there any wiggle room for Urban Meyer between his wife saying she's going to tell him to the victim?
Through text.
Through text, and her actually doing it. So that is going to be probably where he's going to try to say, she may have said that, but she never did. Now, where it becomes more important, and this is where we are making progress in these situations, it is part of Urban Meyer's contract at Ohio State that if there's a violation of Title IX in your building, basically, your players, your coaches, your staffers, that includes abuse, assault, stalking, etc., and you do not report it, they can fire him for cause. This is where, again, we're making progress. We'll see where this ends up. I don't know. But that was not in any contract I can recall 5-10 years ago. Title IX is now part of a coach's contract, and that now makes him legally liable that if he was aware of this in 2015, Ohio State will probably feel obligated, rightly in my opinion, to fire him. And that's where things have changed.
Now, you said you're surprised not that this investigation is going on. You're aware of that. You're surprised OSU followed through. Why?
They are very reluctant to. This guy has got a whole host of Big Ten title rings. He's got a national title ring. He's the guy who brought the program back after it fell the last time under Coach Tressel, who was fired for cheating. And he's a, you know, prodigal son. He came home and all this. Football runs everything at Ohio State, including your fundraising efforts. They are deeply reluctant to do this. So for them to take this action yesterday and put him on paid leave 2 days before practice begins for another big season tells me they are taking this seriously and they are doing things they probably don't want to do because they feel they have to do them, which tells me they must know something.
What should this say to every school and every coach in this country?
How many times have you and I said this? Pay attention and do the right thing. This is the Catholic Church. This is Penn State. This is Michigan State. This is Ohio State. What's next week? Do we get dumber every day? This is serious business. And look, what I think is going to tip the scales on the public opinion of this case is Courtney Smith has released several photos. These are very graphic photos and make the case very clearly what was going on. That, I believe, will tip the scales of public opinion.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.